Hairy Stories
from a Janitor in the Dark.
Hello there, this is Jordan D. White with Hairy Stories from a Janitor in the Dark. I am hosting this as I usually do, or at least as I used to do. Scape, as you will recall, is grounded, having been up to some mischief while I was away. But we still wanted to have the show, so we found a replacement. And so instead of reading the story to Scape today, I read the story to Mr. Harry Wilson. So now I'm going to let him take it away. He's going to read this story to our good friend, Mr. Frank Allen. So, Harry, say hello to everyone.
Hi, everybody. This is Harry Wilson. You probably remember me if you heard it from Harry Wilson Advises You. Harry Wilson continues to advise you. Harry Wilson advises you some more and other stuff that I've been in if you heard it. I'll make this a segment on Harry Wilson Advises You even more when that show gets picked up very soon. All right, so thank you for tuning in, and we've got with us Frank Allen, other guy on the radio sometimes. Hi, Frank.
Hello. It's good to be here, and I'm glad that for once you're not trying to take my show from me, which is good. But it's good to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
Anytime, of course. Yeah, as long as I can get this show from Scape, then I don't need your show. So you better hope I do a good job.
That's fine.
So here we go. This story, The Man and the Snake by Ambrose Bierce. Okay, we start out and there's this guy, Harker Brayton. And it's probably the morning because he's wearing his nightgown and his slippers and he's lying on the couch, right? But he's not brushing his teeth. We haven't even heard whether he's brushed his teeth yet, which I think is the most important part of the story, which you should do at least twice an hour, maybe more.
That seems a little excessive.
Why?
My understanding is after meals, when you wake up, things like that.
Well, definitely, unless you eat like 50 times an hour. Yeah, if you eat like 50 times an hour, maybe you shouldn't brush your teeth that often. But if you eat a normal time of day, you're brushing, you know, twice an hour, three times an hour, 15 times an hour, you'll get in right after you sleep, right after you eat.
Won't that weaken your gums and make your teeth fall out?
Possibly, but they'll be clean. That's the important thing, is make your teeth extremely clean. Tooth health is the main important thing. Gum health, not as important. You ever try to eat with your gums, it doesn't work. Tooth health is more important than gum health. Now, Harker Brayton hasn't brushed his teeth, as far as we know, and he's sitting there reading a book instead, which is stupid because he should have been brushing his teeth. But he's reading about marvels of science. This old book which is telling him about how snakes have this power from their eyes that shines and draws people into them, and then they get eaten up by the snake. People or other animals or mice or something like that. And he's laughing at it because he thinks it's stupid. Possibly because if anything's gleaming from the snake, that's gonna draw people in, it's the fangs, because snakes has got the most frightening and terrifying teeth of any animals in the world.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. You're saying snakes have terrifying teeth, and yet you're suggesting that when you see them, you'll say, I'd be drawn in and get eaten by them.
That's why it's terrifying, you get eaten.
Yeah, but no, but you would see them and be scared and run away. I mean, he's right to laugh. This is nonsense that they would have hypno eyes. That's something Rory Singer would say, it's nonsense. But hypno teeth is just as nonsense.
Well, actually, that's gonna get dealt with later in the story, because while he's reading, he's seeing these two little lights coming from out of the corner of the room, and he's thinking, I'm serious, it's gonna get dealt with. He's seeing these two little lights and he's thinking, huh, I don't care about these two little lights, I'll get back to reading my book. Now, why he's thinking that so specifically when he doesn't care about them, I don't know, but he is. Anyway, he reads the book a little bit more, then he keeps looking down at these lights in the corner of the room, and he eventually determines they're coming from a snake.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, it seemed fairly obvious that they were coming from a snake. I didn't want to spoil your story, but that's a bit of a coincidence.
Yeah, I think so too, especially since he was reading about snakes right then, but that's what happened. Now, he thinks it's from the snake's eyes. I'm pretty sure it was the teeth, because, again, snakes has got pretty impressive fangs.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah?
Do snakes have hands?
No.
So
probably wasn't coming from the hands then.
Right. But that's not where I was going with this. What I meant was they don't have hands, so they can't hold
a toothbrush.
A toothbrush.
Which is why they have to eat toothpaste.
What?
That's why they have to eat toothpaste.
I've never seen a snake do that.
Those are the snakes that aren't practicing good dental hygiene. Too many snakes, just like too many people, don't brush their teeth enough. For instance, how many people walking down the street do you typically see brushing their teeth?
None. I've never.
That's because they're not practicing good tooth hygiene. I brush my teeth pretty much constantly, except when I'm talking or eating, which is why all my food tastes like nothing. But I make that sacrifice for good tooth health, so I can eat. All right.
Okay, so then if we ever go into our bathrooms,
yeah,
and see our toothpaste has a lot of little holes in it, that's a warning that there's a well-maintained set of fangs from a snake. I mean, it's a snake with good tooth health. around.
That means your snake is practicing good tooth health.
Well, I don't have a snake. I'm saying this would be a danger sign.
Well, very possibly, yes. So anyway, he sees these fangs, or he thinks they're eyes because he's not that smart, and he's kind of getting drawn into them. But let's go back right now and figure out who he is. He's this guy, and he's really rich, which means he has the luxury to buy lots of toothpaste. But it doesn't even say he does that. Instead, he likes lying around, reading, and doing sports, for which you need good tooth health, especially boxing, because you might get punched in the face and break your teeth.
No, they have, because they have mouth protectors. They have these like rubber things you put in. In fact, you might like them because they would protect you in life. You could just put them in and they protect you from something smashing your teeth.
Well, that's no good. How do you brush your teeth when you're fighting?
Well, they don't usually, you can't hold the toothbrush with the boxing glove.
That's the problem with boxing. That's why it should be banned. Anyway, he'd just been traveling around Europe in lots of, small towns and stuff where they don't have a lot of toothpaste, good toothbrushes, etc. So obviously he wanted to get back. So he comes back to San Francisco, and he's just been in all these poor places. And now normally he's used to lots of luxury where he can buy expensive tooth care products and stuff, presumably. But now he's just back from all these poor places. He wants even more luxury. So he moves out of this fancy hotel where he was living. So he talked to his friend, this guy called Dr. Drewring. And as it happens, Dr. Drewring is this incredibly rich guy with a huge house. So of course he can afford toothpaste, who is fascinated by lower animals and keeps a big collection of them. Lower animals being like rats and, of course, snakes. All the animals with the most impressive fangs in the world, pretty much.
Rats have impressive fangs?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, the guy was collecting them, so they must.
Okay.
Now, he's got a huge wing of his house dedicated to snakes. And his wife and his daughters don't like snakes, so they're not allowed in there. He's got this huge snake wing, right?
Wait, they're not allowed in there? Does he not tell them he has them?
No, he tells them, but they don't like snakes. So he says, all right, you don't like snakes, you're not allowed in my snake wing.
Seems a little backwards, but okay. You'd think he'd say, you don't like snakes, snakes aren't allowed.
Yeah, well, he's weird. All right, so he's got these snakes, and he does experiments on them, probably like with different brands of toothpaste and stuff.
What? Wait, no. He's experiment? I thought he liked them.
He likes to collect them and experiment. He's a scientist.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, he's not a nice guy. So he's experimenting on the snakes with different brands of toothpaste, which you're right is cruelty if he's given them a bad brand. So he's experimenting and all this. He's got them all locked up. And of course, he's letting his friend stay in the rich house while he's waiting. So the guy's looking and he finally notices, wait, there's gleaming on the floor. It's a snake. Okay, what should I do? I could call a servant to get rid of it, but then they might think I'm scared of the snake.
Is he scared of the snake?
Yeah.
Well.
And then he said, but he doesn't want them to know, because he's proud.
Okay.
Like, if you didn't brush your teeth that day, you might cover them up with your gum and your lip like this so people wouldn't see them.
Well, that's definitely nothing to be proud of.
Exactly. So he was trying to hide it. But he thought, wait, why am I such a coward that I would hide my being a coward? But then he thinks, actually, I don't want them to think I'm a coward. So he starts walking backwards. Like, away from the way of the snake.
Oh, okay. So it's not, like, as a confusion tactic.
No, if he wanted to confuse him, he would, like, say, snake, don't brush your teeth, or something like that.
The snake can't brush its teeth.
That's why it's confusing. All right. So he starts walking away from the snake. But he notices every time he tries to move his foot away from the snake, it moves towards the snake. This is kind of worrying him, because he's not moving the way he wanted to.
Wait. So, I'm sorry. So he's like, I'm going to walk backwards, but then he actually walks forwards.
Right.
Is he dumb?
No, he's got in the thrall of the mesmerism of the snake from his fangs, which he thinks is the teeth. Because the fangs are gleaming so much because this snake obviously has been biting toothpaste.
Because of the experiments.
Right. Okay. So he's moving towards the snake and he's thinking, well, this is really bad. I'm moving towards this snake. I don't know if it's poison or what because I never found out how to tell what snakes is poisonous and what isn't. Anyway.
Well, plus all he can see is the fangs or the eyes, so how would you tell from those?
Exactly.
They're not striped fangs.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the fangs and you know they're poisonous, don't brush your teeth after the snake from that toothpaste. That's one of my most important lessons of tooth health.
What if you don't know?
Well, then watch out.
Watch out?
Yeah, you better be safe than...
All right, let me ask you this.
Better safe than sorry. Go and buy extra replacement toothpaste and use that.
Well, this is what I'm saying. You get home. There's your toothpaste. Snake bite holes in it.
Use a different tube.
But that's all you've got. So your option is...
Why would you only have one tube of toothpaste? Go to the closet of toothpaste. Get another tube.
All right.
So he starts frothing at the mouth also.
Toothpaste.
Obviously.
Are we talking about the guy or the snake?
The guy. Because before he started walking away from the snake, he must have brushed his teeth. Because he finally got some smarts.
But do brushing your teeth protect you from Snakes?
No, but it keeps your teeth clean. Okay, so he's frothing at the mouth and walking towards the snake, even though he's trying to walk away. Then something hits him and he falls over.
Wait, you mean physically or an idea?
Physically. Like he's bloody, something hit him. Then he gets up again and he thinks, okay, now I just have to not look at the glow from the fangs. Well, he's thinking like the eyes, but it's really the fangs.
Wait, no, what hit him? You didn't. What hit him?
Nobody knows.
Well, you know.
Okay, so something hits him. That's all I'm gonna say. Something hit him.
All right.
And he thinks, all right, now I'm bloody and I fell over, but maybe this is good. I'm not mesmerized by the snake anymore. I just gotta not look at the glow from the fangs. I can go relax, brush my teeth or something. I'm all right. So then he says, okay, I'll just crawl towards the snake and get it.
Wait, what? Why would he go towards the snake? He just broke the spell. Get away from the snake.
Because he's actually mesmerized again.
You just said he wasn't.
He thought he wasn't. But he was.
That's ridiculous.
Well, that's what happened. He was mesmerized by the glow from the fangs, because the snake's been biting the toothpaste from the doctor's lab. But that's between the lines. I didn't say that.
You didn't say that. You did say that.
Pretend I didn't say it. It's between the lines. All right. So downstairs, the doctor's sitting with his wife. And he says, you know, wife, I just got from another collector I traded for this great snake. It's an ophiophage. And the wife says, what's an ophiophage? And the doctor says, huh, I should divorce you. You don't speak Greek. And the wife says, it's probably one of your stupid snake things, isn't it? He says, yeah, it's a snake that eats another snake. And she says, I wish it would eat all your other snakes. And he's getting mad because he really loves the snakes, right?
Which is why he experiments on them.
Right.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, well, yeah, because he wants, I mean, at his heart, he's got a good heart because he wants them to have clean teeth. And she says something like, oh, it's going to snake charm them, right? And he says, stop talking about snake charming. You know there's no such thing as snake charming. It's annoying when you say that. I guess he doesn't get along with his wife that well. Anyway, they hear this noise from upstairs, and they think, what? A noise upstairs? We better run upstairs. So they run upstairs, and upstairs, there's the servants at the door of Druring trying to get in. So they all batter down the door, and Druring's on the floor dead with foam in his mouth.
Toothpaste?
Probably, of course, yeah. And they say, oh no, he was brushing his teeth, but that got killed at the last minute. I wonder if there's anything else in the room that could have killed him.
Okay.
Then he makes a diagnosis. Druring died in a fit. That's what killed him. And then he looked around the room and saw in the corner of the room a stuffed toy snake with button eyes. The end. And the moral of the story is...
Wait. Aren't we supposed to discuss it first?
What do you mean?
Like, discuss the story before you just go right out and tell the moral. So, this story probably would make more sense without all the toothbrushing, but...
Why would anything make sense without toothbrushing?
Because it seems a little additional to me, but...
Well, I guess you're right. You could just assume it, because everybody's always brushing teeth anyway.
That's an assumption that you could make. But, so, it's a guy reading about Crazy Snake charming you.
Right.
And then he dies, he drives himself to death.
Right.
Mentally.
Right, because there's a toy snake in the corner. And it all happened because he was reading this book in the morning instead of brushing his teeth.
Well, but you said he did brush his teeth.
After reading this book that got him crazy.
But once you're brushing your teeth, no, I don't, that doesn't mean anything. Look, I don't think that toothbrushing is necessarily involved. What if he's foaming from the mouth from, like, insanity?
Then he definitely didn't brush his teeth. Then it's even worse. That's probably why, because he's insane.
And anyway, you said that he was looking at fangs.
Yeah.
But that you didn't say the stuffed animal had fangs.
Well, I guess it did. It must have had if he was looking at them.
Okay, right. Well, I just, all I'm saying is this guy was a layabout, was a bum.
Right, but a rich bum.
And he drove himself, so I guess it's like, this is cautioning you against thinking, really.
Well, that's kind of what the moral is, yeah. You want to hear my moral?
Okay.
The moral of the story is, spend your time brushing your teeth instead of reading. Because if you read stuff, you'll end up reading something that drives you to death.
Well, you read the story, right?
No, Jordan read it to me.
Yeah, I read it. Well, but you're not dead, is my point. No, I'm not dead.
Well, did you brush your teeth this morning?
No, actually.
Oh, I'm getting out of here.
Wait, what? No, you don't have to leave. You don't have to leave. I just didn't. I woke up late. I forgot.
That's disgusting. You gotta brush your teeth every day, possibly every minute, in order to maintain proper tooth health. This is a terrible lesson to anybody listening, that somebody who makes the podcast doesn't even brush his teeth.
Well, you can't smell my breath over the podcast.
True. Anyway, I know you're not dead, but that doesn't mean that's not still the moral. Like, you could have a moral, don't be too proud, or else a tragic end could come to you, and then you could point out to somebody, he's proud and he's not dead, but that doesn't make the moral bad.
Well, actually, that's a better moral for this one.
Oh, well, that's kind of the moral too, but the important thing is brush your teeth instead of reading stuff and being proud all the time. Don't be too proud to brush your teeth.
No, this guy wasn't too proud to brush his teeth. He wasn't like, my teeth are perfect, I don't need to brush.
He might have been thinking that. He was sitting there thinking, I don't need to brush my teeth. I'll spend my time reading this book about snakes.
And so that's why he's dead.
Yes.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Thank you. This is me, Harry Wilson, the tooth janitor, here with Harry Stories from a Janitor in the Dark. I'll be back here next week with another Harry story to scare you and remind you to brush your teeth constantly and maintain good tooth health so your breath smells good, your food tastes bad, and your teeth stay there forever. Good night.